You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. After bouncing around last week, the markets are hovering flat, waiting for the outcome of the Federal Reserve meeting today. As the Federal Reserve meets amidst signs of alarming global inflation and a weak six-month, the weakest six-month performance for the U.S. economy in 5 years, covering the Fed meeting for the New York Times is Louis Uchitel. He joins us now. Louis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, this Fed meeting is really, really critical because it appears to turn the tide from what was an interest rate cutting policy to something that's much more concerned about inflation. How do you think the Feds are approaching the increasing signs of global inflation?
Well, I think they're approaching it by keeping in mind that the economy is very weak and we are still in a credit crisis. And so they have to offset the credit, the inflation problem with the problem of a weak economy that could be weakened even more if they started raising interest rates. So what they've decided to do, I think, and we'll know early this afternoon, is not raise rates at all, not or lower them, but just leave them where they are, 2% short-term federal funds rate. And the first time since last summer, really, that they haven't cut rates.
So, Lou, are you describing a Fed that is hamstrung given the inflation figures, that they really can't do anything? Or are they really trying to project a note of caution here because they're concerned about the weakening economy?
Well, I think they aren't hamstrung. I think it's a note of caution. I think also that they draw a distinction between the inflation that is coming from the energy crisis, that is the inflation in energy, the in overall inflation, energy costs, and the so-called core inflation, which is really the prices that we pay at retail. Well, we're paying tremendous prices at for our gasoline and for the energy that we use to heat or cool our homes and so forth. But basically, so far, the core inflation rate has not risen very much. In fact, it's almost unnoticeable. And so they do not see the inflation problem that seems to be there in the oil crisis.
But going forward, and I get in trouble every time I say this, isn't it harder and harder to separate core inflation from the energy sector because they are, as you stated, so interrelated at some point?
Yes, they are interrelated, but you can't, you really can't kill energy costs, oil costs, by raising interest rates. The only way you could do that would be to kill the whole economy so that we couldn't afford to buy gasoline at all. But so what they have to do, and they don't want to kill the whole economy. The Fed's job is to balance inflation and full employment, which is another way of saying the Fed's job is to keep the economy going at a healthy pace, but a non-inflationary pace. And their decision today is to hold tight until they see what happens to the economy.
Lou, that's kind of alarming, though. You know, kill the whole economy. You're not suggesting that they actually have on their desk like a lever that says kill the whole economy in case of an emergency? I mean, they can't actually do anything like that. And it raises a broader question. I mean, do they really have a lever to pull here by not raising rates?
Well, maybe I've overstated the case. What I'm trying to say is that they don't want to start up, start moving interest rates up to deal with a problem that they don't see yet, despite the alarming oil price numbers. They don't see yet as really a problem. Their biggest problem at the moment is the weakening economy, and I think that's what we're going to hear in the statement that comes out, that while there's a I'll put it slightly differently, since they're expected to hold down inflation they're going to make a strong statement that they're going to do that. But they're really dealing not so much with real inflation as the concern that there will be inflationary expectations. And then people will begin to say, ah, prices are going to go up. I better behave as if prices are going to go up. And that becomes self-fulfilling.
And it's to end that sort of, to cut into that spiral that really
the Fed would raise interest rates.
Right.
But I don't, but the inflation expectations are usually a result of price and wage spirals. That is, people raise prices, and then labor comes in and says, we have to have a wage increase to offset that price increase, and then there's another price increase, and so on. That happened in the 70s.
But we're not there yet.
Labor unions were very strong,
right.
And when labor had the bargaining power to raise wages.
But we haven't seen those kinds of spirals at this point, I guess.
There is no sign of the spiral.
Right.
If anything, wages are stagnant, as we all have been reading for a long time.
All right. And, well, Louis Uchitel, we're gonna leave it there. The takeaway, it appears, is at 2:30 we will probably get the announcement that the Fed is not going to raise interest rates; that they're going to hold steady. Nevertheless, they are watching inflation very, very closely. Louis, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me,
Louis Uchitel of the New York Times, covering the Fed meeting today.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.